Okay, welcome everyone. Next up we have Manuel, who's going to talk about the Silvo project. Manuel, over to you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so thank you for having me here. Thank you for organizing a web platform track at Fosdem. I mean, the web platform now is full of open source, so it's the perfect place to be there. So yeah, I'm going to talk about Servo project and the impact on the web platform ecosystem. Just a quick introduction about myself. I'm Manuel Rego. I work at Igalia, part of the web platform team, and I was working as an engineer on Chromium WebKit, implementing CSS features and other HTML features and the like. And since 2023, I'm the chair of the Servo technical steering committee and helping to coordinate the efforts around the project. About Igalia, it's the third talk, so maybe it's a lot, but basically, an open source consultancy. We work in all the web engines, and we are top contributors there, and we also have a flat structure, a kind of a cooperative. So, Servo, I guess a lot of you have heard about it here, right? I hope. And you know the project. There are even some Servo contributors in the room, so yeah, you can talk to any of us later. So, basically, what it is, a web rendering engine written in Rust. That's a very quick summary, basically. It has a bunch of features. Like, it's embeddable in the sense it has a WebView API. We are working on it. Has a few features, thank you to the Rust programming language, like memory safety and parallelisms. From the beginning, it was tried to use concurrency as much as possible for everything, basically. And it's cross-platform. We currently support like five platforms, like three desktop main ones, like Linux, Windows, and Mac. And then we also support Android and OpenHarmony on mobile. And it's modular. It has a lot of libraries, which are called crates on the Rust world, that are used by many popular Rust projects and all that. So, and it has modules that we use with Firefox. I will talk more about that later. And it's also an independent project. It's under Linux Foundation Europe umbrella, and it's governed with open governance by the TSC committee and all that. So yeah, like independent from big actors. So yeah, like usually a quick video is better to explain this. We are seeing here the Servo shell, which is like the minimal browser we have to test Servo while we are developing on it. It's nothing special, nothing fancy, just to help us testing the project. Here is browsing the Servo.org website. I'm using that icon on the right corner, which is a bit dangerous maybe. It's experimental features that I'm enabling, so we can also browse more complex sites like GitHub and others. It enables some features that we are still working on them. And yeah, basically like any other web engine, it can render different pages. It's of course still many glitches here and there. You will find some things that doesn't work as expected, but yeah, it kind of work. It can do a bunch of things. We are adding some new features every day. I mean, there are a lot of work on the project. There are new features that are landing. We have just recently landed like multiple window support. That's what I'm showing here. So you can have even like different windows running and things kind of work. You can even play chess now. That's something new. It wasn't possible a while ago. So you can spend some time on it even playing. And yeah, it also works. I mean, playing very well, of course. And yeah, I mean, probably you all know that a little bit about the history of Servo. It was started by Mozilla in 2012. And then after, yeah, like several years of development there, in 2020, the whole team at Mozilla was laid off, basically. So we can see here a clear impact on the evolution. This is showing like the PRs merged per year on the project. We are not from bots, basically the PRs from real people, because we have some bots that automate some teams. And then the average contributors per month in the red line, and the average contributors per month that have done more than 10 PRs that month, the yellow line. And we see that there were a couple of years Mozilla kind of transitioned the project to Linux Foundation, and there was a couple of years the project were kind of surviving, basically, or mostly dead. And since 2023, Igalia took over the project maintenance, and the main goal was to bring the project back to life, reactivate the community, and make it active again. And it seems we are managing to do it. I mean, we are now having way more contributors than before, and also a lot of active contributors every month, which is very nice. And at least we have like 4 or 5 people here in the room working on Servo these days. So just focusing on this last period that we were working on, there were a lot of things happening, and it's impossible to describe them all in a quick call, but in a quick talk. But basically, the layout engine was a very big piece, because in 2020, the Mozilla team was starting a new layout engine actually for Servo, and we took that one and implemented things like floats, tables, flexbox, so many different things there. There are a lot of people working on different features, Gamepad API, WebXR streams, WebCrypt API, WebDriver. I mean, a lot of things. Like, we have so many contributors, people pick different things. The WebView API, we have been working on it a lot. We have experience also at Igalia with the WP API that Mario was explaining, and retaking that experience, we are also trying to make the Servo API good. We bring back DevTools to life. Now you can also use them to explore Servo, initial SVG support, and many other things. And on plans, there are also a lot of plans, a lot of things coming. So some initial accessibility support we expect to land it this year. We want to complete the WebView API to something that we consider is more or less okay or more or less minimal, that people can start to use Servo for real in their projects. We want to focus a lot on performance. Servo is expected to be fast, and we want it to be really fast. We are improving like interaction on forms. You can now select things. We want to add selection, things like that are not possible yet. More layout improvements, more CSS features, HTML features, all that. I mean, a lot of things are coming. Just another example, this is a demo of how you can use now WebDriver with Servo. You can run Servo with this command line argument that specifies a port, and then just connect